WOKC News.
Governor signs farm bill. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson advocating a plan that would make land more affordable for young farmers and preserve working farms from development. The Florida Farm Bill would also require the state to review certain conservation lands they've acquired for potential agriculture use.
Wow, what a great opportunity to be able to sign the farm bill right here in Florida's heartland.
That's Senate President Ben Albritton of Hardee County. He says it was an honor to be in Sebring to sign the bill.
We absolutely are dedicated to the proposition that rural Florida matters. Rural Florida is really important to the culture here in the state of Florida. And it's great to see all of you here today.
The bill preempts local limits on gas-powered equipment and imposes stricter biosolids regulations. Glades County Schools responded to news. The Florida Department of Education is taking over many of their operations. The state declared Glades Schools' finances an emergency, with fund balance below 2% before Good Friday. Superintendent Dr. Beth Barfield in a statement said, "We are truly grateful for the state's partnership and support during this time. The appointment of the Financial Emergency Board will provide valuable guidance, oversight, and additional expertise as they navigate funding challenges. We fully embrace this collaboration and are committed to working closely with the state to strengthen our financial position and ensure long-term stability for our district." That Glades Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Beth Barfield. Okeechobee County Schools announced that Destiny Suarez was named one of five finalists for the 2026 Florida School-Related Employee of the Year Award. It's handed out by the Florida Department of Education. She is a paraprofessional at Everglades Elementary School. Okeechobee County this morning just announced that they have lifted their burn ban. Highlands County, meanwhile, has extended theirs through May 5th. This area is still in extreme drought. County Administrator Lori Herner says this week's rain will not be enough to make a difference.
You know, we see rain and we're so excited because there's puddles on the ground and on the road, and we're so thankful. But unfortunately, we are so behind this year. Chief, pardon me for speaking up, but it's going to take quite a while for us to get back out of the danger zone.
Again, the Okeechobee burn ban lifted this morning. Kevin Cutts will be resentenced on May 21st. He's serving a life term for killing teenage mother Elizabeth Hatfield in Four Seasons as her baby slept inches away. That back in 1995. Some in the Department of Corrections feel that Cutts has been rehabilitated and be able to reenter society. He has been a leader in their carpentry program at Hardee Correctional. Cutts was 17 years old, 11 months at the time of the homicide. Certain court rulings have found life in prison is not a legal sentence for minors. A new sentence review was required after he served 25 years. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.